Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
God. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the praise and count it an honor and a privilege to be able to come and share with you the uncompromised, all-powerful, all-sustaining, hallelujah, Word of God. We thank God for each of you that have tuned in this evening. We give God all praise and honor for you. We lift you up in prayer, you and your family. Oh, yes, we do. And we thank God because we have, again, as long as you are here, each and every individual that's here, we have something to thank God for. Oh, yes, because there were millions that did not make it, but we thank God that we are still amongst the living. Hallelujah. God is such a great God, and he's such a wonderful God, such a powerful God, and we give him praise. Tonight, we have a special guest minister with us, and that is none other than Pastor Valencia Jackson, hallelujah, of Lake Charles, Louisiana. And she is going to bring a word tonight. She is the pastor of Bethel AME Church in DeQuincy, Louisiana. And we thank God for her. I had the opportunity to meet. I haven't met personally, but certainly we communicate quite often, Pastor Valencia. Pastor Valencia and I. She is the daughter of one of the mothers. I call her the mother of our ministry as well, and that is Mother Pat Gallo. We thank God for their family. Hallelujah. We thank God for both of them, and we know that God has deposited a powerful word in the belly of Pastor Valencia Jackson tonight. And so she has agreed to come and be able to share with our audience God's holy word. And we give God all the praise and honor and glory for her being here tonight. But before we bring Pastor Valencia to the Valencia, and please forgive me for keep saying Valencia. I don't know why I'm saying that. Praise God. Count it to my head, not my heart, Pastor Valencia. Before we bring Pastor Valencia to the mic, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, because, again, we have so much to be thankful for. And Hezekiah Walker shares with us that not some, but every praise belongs to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Amen. Praise God. Every praise is to our God. We thank you, Lord, and we glorify your name because you are so worthy to be praised. I will ask if everyone will bow their heads as we go before the throne of grace in prayer. And afterwards, then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Valencia Jackson. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the glory. We give you honor and praise, Lord, because you are so worthy. Oh, yes, you are, Father God, of our praise. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you. We adore you, Father God. You are the creator of this heaven and these and the earth, Father God. You, Lord God, watch over, bless, protect, and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, danger, Lord God. And we give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for every man and woman that has tuned into this broadcast tonight, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you will allow the word to go forth tonight from Pastor Jackson, Lord. Anoint her afresh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she will be able to deliver your word without reservation, without hesitation, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that our audience has an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord, and the word will go forth mightily, uninterrupted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that it will rest upon the hearts and the ears and the spirits of those that will hear, that they too will be able to go forth and make a difference in this world for your kingdom, Lord God. We will be certain, Lord, to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in no other name but the name that is above all names, and that's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. At this time, we're going to go ahead and ask Pastor Jackson if you will press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Jackson, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We certainly can. Go right ahead, please. The mic belongs to you, my sister. God bless you tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Want to thank the pastors, Constance and Jasper Whithurst, for giving me the opportunity to proclaim this word on today.
Amen.
The title of the day is Hybrid Christianity and Faith. Do you have a hybrid Christianity and faith? If so, is it time for a change? How many of you remember when GMO foods came upon the scene? I remember it was mentioned in science class as a blurb. That was in the 80s. They were talking about making hybrid corn. We were learning the term cross-pollination. The scientists were coming up with ways to feed the countries who had difficult raising enough food for their people to eat. But now here we are in the year 2021. We have become accustomed to GMO foods, that is genetically modified foods. Here are just some of the fruits and vegetables that are hybrids: bananas, corn, apples, tomatoes, carrots, peanuts, strawberries, watermelons, and oranges. You know, fruits and vegetables have changed over the years. Now the grocery stores sell organic and non-organic items. As we're talking about hybrid is the offspring produced by crossing two individuals of unlike genetic constitutions, especially the offspring of two animals or plants of different races, varieties, and species. But here is another example of a hybrid. The mule, which is an offspring of the male donkey and a female horse, is strong for its size and has more endurance and live a longer useful lifespan than its parents. However, mules are sterile as are all plants and animals that are hybrid between two species. The key sentence here is sterile hybrids cannot reproduce. What we're talking about is hybrids and how you cannot reproduce yourself if you have a hybrid Christianity. This is an example. I'm going to give you another example called heterosis. That is the phenomena resulting from a hybridization in which offspring display greater vigor, size, resistance than the parents. That is the example of the mule. It is heterosis. It is stronger than its parents. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says, you must understand this, that the last days, distressing times will come, for people will be lover of themselves, lover of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhumane, slanderous, without self-control, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding on to the outward forms of godliness but denying its power. We happen to see examples of this every day. When we see it on social media, on our TVs, our tablets, our cell phones, and laptops, and anywhere else there happens to be electricity, Wi-Fi, or the Internet, we see it amongst ourselves in those close to us that kind of practice something called hybrid Christianity. But here is my text, James 4:4-10. Do you know that friendship with the world is in enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the scripture says God yearns jealousy for the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives all the more grace. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded men, double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Hybrid Christianity is a major problem. It is when the church has accepted the thoughts, the ways, and the manners of the world. It is no godly standard. And so the church is not pure. It has become polluted. That is, by the thoughts or the ideas of the world has come into the church through people who were influenced by Satan. You see, nowadays you can't tell the difference from the world and the church. The worldliness in the church has caused the church to have blurred lines. James 1:13-15 says, but let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. We're talking about ideas. We're talking about those ideas of worldliness within the church, and how it is seed and how it is formed. So Satan gives those ideas to folks, and then they begin to act upon the ideas that they have received from the world. And they come into the church with those worldly ideas and begin to cause problems. Hybrid faith is a combination of two different types of belief systems. So, for example, someone may say, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior, and then ask, but all religions lead to the same place. That is not true. You simply cannot mix religions and think it will produce the results that you want. Various belief systems sisters, will lead you into a variety of ways away from God.
Amen.
Because of the mix, things are not pure anymore when you submit and have a hybrid type of faith and a hybrid type of Christianity in which you are mixing those things of the world and thinking it is okay. Satan is a mastermind of leading people through temptations and suggestions. Satan waits until you take a bite, then he strings you along slowly and gently to where he wants you to go. And that path is away from God, and so far away that it may seem hopeless to find your way back to the straight and narrow path back to God. That's the danger of having a hybrid faith and a hybrid Christianity. In other words, your faith and your belief systems have been mixed. They've been mixed with the worldliness of the world. But I tell you this thing that says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 8 says, but trust where in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil, for it will be healing for your flesh and a refreshment to your body. How many of you know that sin takes a toll on your body, your mind, and your spirit? But it says, scripture says that no one can serve two masters. For a slave will be either hate one and love the other, be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Who will you serve? Who will you serve? 1 John says to us, 4, 3 through 6, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard, that is coming and is now already in the world. Little children, you are from God and have conquered them, from the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. Spirit of hybrid faith and hybrid Christianity, it brings in a part of the spirit of what? The Antichrist, because it is a part of the world. And so when you begin to listen to the things of the world, you become tainted, and your faith is not pure because it has been tainted by those things and those ideas that Satan has put into your mindset to take on. Remember I said that Satan waits until you take a bite, and then he strings you along slowly and gently to where he wants you to go. In other words, when the faith isn't pure and the Christianity of life isn't pure, then you'll find yourself doing just like the things of the world. From this, we know there's a difference there. I'm going to explain 1 John 4, 3 through 6. We're going to look at it this way. We're talking about the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. From this, we know that the spirit of truth, here is a dichotomy between the both, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So let's look at these two spirits that were described in the passage. First, the spirit of error or the Antichrist. This Antichrist, they do not confess Jesus. Spirit of error is of the world. It says the things of the world. The world listens to the spirit of error. But hear what it says in the about the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth is from God. The spirit of truth conquered the world. The Spirit of truth of God is in you. We are from God. We confess Jesus as Lord, and the Spirit of truth listens to God.
Amen.
So hybrid Christianity helps you to see that there's a spirit of error. When there's a spirit of error or antichrist in the church, you don't know what God is trying to tell you or what God is trying to speak to you because you're hearing two different voices. But a hybrid Christianity does not know God. They only know of him. You know, you have heard people say the man upstairs or the man in the sky, or they believe in those types of things like fairy tales and those types of things. They believe in good luck and rabbit's foot, and the spirit of error is their problem. It is believing a lie, repeating a lie, gossiping about a lie, and embracing a lie that the devil has already given them. So the devil is a liar and the father of lies, the spirit of error. We're talking about how the spirit of error comes in, which causes folks to have a hybrid type of faith. Ron Phillips says this: something that looks awful close to the truth is more dangerous than a blatant, obvious lie. Believing something that is merely truth has opened up so many believers up to the strongholds in their lives. So true Christians must do this according to 2 Corinthians 10. These are what the true Christians should do. For the weapons of our warfare are not merely human, but they must divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every obstacle raised up against the knowledge of God, and we do what? Take every thought captive to obey Christ. So you see, our thoughts are important. Satan will try, in some cases, be successful in getting the church to accept the ideas of the world, such as humanism, New Age, or staying bitter, angry, harboring unforgiveness, being tolerant of that or sexual freedom of that thing called alternative lifestyles of violence, and the list can go on and on. The problem is that the church has become desensitized through the media. The more sin is paraded and become a part of the culture, the more it is tolerated and accepted in the church. That seemed to be. Ezekiel tells us in 8:6-7, Son of Man, he said, do you see what they're doing? Do you see the detestable sins of the people of Israel committing to drive me from my temple? But come, you will see even more detestable sins than these. Then he brought me to the door of the temple courtyard where I can see a hole in the wall. The people are in the church, the temple, committing sins that they think no one knows about. The sins, the detestable sins such as adultery, fornication, flattery, worship, and idols such as money and material possessions, and then things can go on and on. This is the problem that we have in the church. The church have accepted these thoughts and the ways of the world. Whatever the world says and does, the church seems to be okay with it. But I heard the Spirit of God say, I am not. I am not. I am not okay with it. Worldliness is not acceptable in my church.
No.
So he said to me, now, son of man, dig into the wall. So I dug into the wall and found a hidden doorway. Go, he said, and see the wicked and detestable things that are committed in there. So I went in and saw the walls engraved with all kinds of crawling animals, detestable creatures, and also the various idols worshipped by the people of Israel. The leaders were worshiping. The problem is at the head. If the leaders are not doing right, the rest of the body won't do right either. So you know how it says, it talks about how the anointing starts from the top and it goes down to the bottom. But if we have wickedness and worldliness in the church because it's tolerated, if the leaders are tolerating this, and that causes them, that causes also in the church to be what? Become polluted by the worldliness because the leaders are doing things. I'm just reading. I'm just quoting the word out of Ezekiel 8:8-10. But you know, we like to keep secrets. We think thoughts that are ungodly. We may even act upon them and hope that no one finds out. Scripture says what is done in the dark will come out to the light. We can no longer hide if we have a Christian, a hybrid Christian belief system. You will not be able to stand the wiles and the schemes of the devil. That is because you're doing the same thing that the devil is doing. So you won't be able to stand against his schemes if you're walking right along with him. That is the danger of having a hybrid Christian faith, a hybrid type of faith system. 1 Timothy 4:7-8 says, have nothing to do with profane myths and old wives' tales. Train yourself in godliness, for while physical training is of some value, godliness is valuable in every way, holding up promises for the present life and the life to come. James 4 tells us to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will what? He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourself, therefore, before God, and he will exalt you. If you have been infected, if you've been infected with hybrid Christianity, repent. Renounce any vows, any covenants that you have even made in secret. 1 Timothy tells us, hold to the standard. That's what we have to do. We have to hold to the standard of what sound teaching that you have heard from me in the faith and love that is of in Christ Jesus. We have to guard the good treasures entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we must train ourselves in the ways of God. We must ask God to purify our thoughts, and then our actions will begin to line up with God's word. That's what we need to do if we see things of called hybrid faith and hybrid Christianity. We have to have our words and our thoughts and our actions begin to line up with the word of God. So the word tells us that we be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's what it tells us. So in order to change this hybrid faith and hybrid Christianity that we see in the church, we have to emphasize what the word of God says. In Ezekiel 12:25, for no one shall thereby any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I speak, and the word which I will pass, it will no more be postponed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. Matters of the heart is what is down, or what matters is what's down in your heart. What matters, the matters of the heart is what is down on the inside of you. It will come out. We'll only speak what is deep within us. So it is important that our minds be transformed by the renewing of the word of God. And once we have accepted Christ in our minds, and we've got to have the word of God transfusion. In other words, when we have accepted Christ into our hearts, into our minds, then we need a word of God has to do what? Has to transform us. We have to have a word of God transfusion in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. You know, when you need a blood transfusion, you're either severely injured or very sick. Our life, the life is in the blood. New life is given to you. So God's word in our heart and our mind gives us new life, a new transfusion. We will have a new walk and a new talk. Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And I am closing. Let the Psalms 119:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words in which we speak be acceptable in God's sight. Let the meditation of our hearts be acceptable. Words can bring life to us as well. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Listen, when I say the words joy, love, happiness, courage, success, freedom, smart, debt-free, optimistic, the power of our words can and will transform our lives. We must give an account of the words we say and the deeds that we do on that great day of judgment. So if you are sick and you want to hear words of healing, if you're in debt, you want to hear about how God is your provider. The bottom line, words are powerful. How are you going to use your words? How are we going to use our words? How are we going to use the word of God that can change and transform our lives? And so the key is, it's either holiness or hell. And so we understand that it's the word of God that will purify us, and we won't be tainted with the things of the world once we have continued to apply the word of God in our lives to combat the spirit of error or the Antichrist, so that the spirit of God's word can be used to transform us. Just like our words travel the airways, just like the radio transmits sound, every word in which we speak are producing and performing what we have said. God created the word by saying, let there be. Jesus came into the world as the living word of God, the word in the form of Jesus. So I leave you with this question. Are words just what we speak? Are they just words? What type of words will you use to change? Hybrid faith or hybrid Christianity? Where do you stand? Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Pastor Jackson, for that powerful word of
Amen.
God. Amen.
Thank
hybrid faith or hybrid Christianity. Amen. One of God broke that down and let you know what the difference was between the God word and those that are true and those that are false. Amen. We thank God for the Pastor of Jackson bringing forth that powerful word, which is so true today. And a lot of that is in our churches. Amen. A lot of that goes on this very hour, this very moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God that it's a difference. And God wants you to have that true faith in him,
mm-hmm.
not a mystery of the world and mystery of the error of the false Antichrist. Amen. You want you to have the true word of God and know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. And have that living word, the living word of God can transform your life. Amen.
Amen.
We learn to believe in God, trust in God's word, to repent of our sins, and to stand on the word of God. And the word of God, heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God should never pass away. Amen. They have power in the word of God and power in his Holy Spirit as well. They can transform your life into what God needs for you to be. So the woman of God broke it down to make, she made it plain, praise God, amen. That the word of God, that ideals of the world can creep into the church, into the house of God. And that should not be so, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on right now. And it's polluting the things of God, polluting the God's holy word. It's polluting God's people, amen. And by that worthiness to come into the people lives, into their mind, to their thoughts, amen. But God got out for that through his word and through his Holy Spirit. not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So we thank God for the woman of God bringing that down, and she lets you know the difference between having faith and having Christianity, amen? And we thank God for that. Thank God for bringing forth and giving an answer to that if we need that on this hour, amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. And
oh, my
goodness. We thank God. As Pastor Jasper said, for the woman of God tonight, and this powerful thought-provoking, very thought-provoking word, as she was ministering, the scripture just came to my mind that a little leaven is the whole lump.
Yes.
And in order for the hybrid Christianity and hybrid faith to begin to creep into the church, but it has to first creep into those that are a part of the body of Christ. There has to be, just like there is the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit has to have a host, this type of faith and this type of Christianity also has to have a host to be able, meaning a body, a person, to be able to go into the church. The church is made up of the body of Christ, our believers. And so what we need to do in order to ensure that we don't bring this into the church, we have to do an assessment of ourselves. We have to be able to examine ourselves, because the times that we're living in, these latter days are evil. It is very easy, because we live in the world, but God calls us to be in the world, but not of the world. And so this type of Christianity and faith is a Christianity and faith, as Pastor Jackson shared, that is of the world. But it does not have to be. As long as we re-examine ourselves, we reassess ourselves, we take a look at ourselves and ask us, as Pastor Jackson asked the question, are we living a holy life? Is holiness a hell? Are we living a life that is bound by the things that are out there in the world? We have to be able to make a decision to live holy. We have to be able to make a decision to live by the word of God. And she gave the antidote for hybrid Christianity and hybrid faith. And that antidote is called repentance. It's called repentance. We must, when we do that examination, and then if we find ourselves to be guilty of having a hybrid Christianity and a hybrid faith, then we must go to God and we must repent. We must turn from our wicked ways. Scripture tells us that if my people call by my name, my people, says the Lord, call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from what their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. So we've got work to do, as we've shared before. We've got work to do. We can't allow the things of the world to begin to slowly creep into, and we make excuses and compromise for the things of the world and allowing the things of the world to take part within us and take root within us. We are called to holiness. We must repent. The word, she also shared, that it is the word of God that must transfuse us, cause us to, the word of God that we must allow to transfuse our spirit, praise God, so that we do not have a hybrid Christianity or a hybrid faith. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight and give our listeners the opportunity to share in on this topic. Do you have a hybrid faith or a hybrid Christianity? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad
and we will dispatch you into the studio. If you would like to share words of encouragement for this woman of God, or you would like to share in the share your comments based upon this topic, praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 0400. Go right ahead, please. Mother Gallo?
Yes, praise God. You know, that was my first time hearing Pastor Jackson minister that word, and it was a very good word and a thought-provoking word. And as I was listening to her, a couple of thoughts came to me, and one of them is when she was talking about the hybrid Christianity and the hybrid faith. You know, my hat goes off to you ministers. And why I say that, you do have a great job to do for God. Because you think about what he said, how were they here unless they had a preacher? And so now you're preaching the word. And the word of holiness, and let us say holiness or hell. Then I thought about, now, Lord, you say nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. Now, how my heart going to get pure? I have to seek God on my own, number one. And I have to have a teachable spirit to hear the ministers that's teaching the uncompromising word of God. They help me along this way, so that I no longer or I will not participate in hybrid Christianity or hybrid faith. It's either the real thing or nothing at all. So my prayer is to intercede for you men and women of God. Preach the word. Don't compromise. No matter what it costs, don't compromise, because God is looking for you to take a stand, and he says, stand, therefore, stand in the midst of all of it, because he got your back. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Gallo.
Thank you, Mother Gallo.
That is so very true. We as men and women that God has called to minister, we are called to a standard, a higher standard, a level of accountability, because God has entrusted his sheep to us. How can they hear unless they have a preacher? We have got to be able to, as Mother Gallo shared, we can't compromise, saints. We cannot compromise with the world, no matter what. Whether it's in favorable conditions or unfavorable conditions, we have to be able to stand on the word of God and preach his uncompromised word without reservation, without hesitation. And boldly and courageously, he will be able to give us the strength to do just that, because the world needs to be able to hear the true, unadulterated word of God. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, in our season, at all times, amen, at all times.
Amen.
It's not a part-time job. It's at all the time, you stand up and you proclaim the word of God. You live the word of God. You walk by faith and not by sight. So, yeah, all the time, you got a great responsibility. And you won't take it lightly, praise God.
No, we don't. Praise God. Is there another tonight? We have a few more minutes left into the broadcast. Is there anyone else tonight that would like to share in this conversation? Tonight we're talking about, do you have a hybrid Christianity or a hybrid faith, as the woman of God has shared? We need to have, in this day and time, there is no time to be able to water down the things of God. God has given us the opportunity to go forth and speak his word, not compromise it. We must be able to share God's holy word. Any other compromise is nothing. It is not holiness. You can't have compromise with the word. able to stand on God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have another caller. Caller, your last four digits are 4848. Go ahead, Minister Hilton. Praise God.
Yes, praise God. I just thank God for this word because it is a word in season, because we are living in an age and a time of great deception. And even in the body of Christ, we see, she made mention of how leadership can be corrupted and perverted or contaminated and be preaching a compromising word, maybe not the whole word being compromised, but just certain portions of the word, because leadership themselves are not living in the reverential fear of God. They're not walking in holiness. They're not walking in the fear of God. They're not in lives of righteousness, seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, and walking wholeheartedly with the Lord. And so if the head is perverted, then it filters down through the whole body. So therefore, as babes in Christ or as young Christians to leaders, or even Christians who are seasoned in the Lord, are still looking for leadership and wanting to submit to leadership. But leadership themselves have such a important responsibility to the body of Christ, because even as Aaron, when Moses was up receiving the commandments, the Ten Commandments, and the people said, we don't know what has happened to this Moses. And they came to Aaron and asked him to make a god for them. And so Aaron responded. So oftentimes leaders will submit to the will of the people and do what's pleasing to the people, to have a large congregation or to empower themselves, instead of following the Lord wholeheartedly and single-mindedly. Righteousness is the standard, out compromise. Again, walking in holiness. The Lord is seeking a holy remnant in this hour. We are in the last days, and even as it is written, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils is out there. So we must be made aware of this, and the people of God are holding to a standard of righteousness and turn away from all corruption and inequity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Britt.
Amen.
Yes, that is so true. holiness or hell, there is no gray area. There is no gray area. It is one or the other. We have to decide. Praise God. And God has given us the opportunity to do just that. So she said to choose ye this day. Choose ye this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my house, and we've got to make that decision.
Amen.
But as for me and my house, we have made a confident decision, a conscious decision that we shall serve the Lord. Praise God. We give God all praise and all honor and all glory again for such a powerful word and for Pastor Valencia Jackson. We thank God for you, my sister. Thank God for you sharing this thought-provoking word. Oh, we have another caller. Just one moment, please. Caller, your last four digits are 4984. That's the Elder Green. Go right ahead, Elder Green.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. I'd like to say thank you, Pastor Jackson, for such a unique word. And the word I say unique is because during the last days, you hear more about hybrid cars and hybrid this and hybrid food and all those things you was talking about. And some of us is blind to it because its meaning is mixed. It mixed, like you said, with the word and mixed with everything else, and tried to dilute the word of God to make it seem like the word of God is not the truth. But I thank you greatly for breaking it down to let the people of God to understand we got to be on guard and very careful about what enter into our spirit and into our thoughts and into our lives. And like Pastor Constance says, that when we find out and recognize that this is not of God, that we will go to him and ask him to repent and we clean us up and get this thing out, because the longer it stays in your life, the longer, like you said, it stays in you, it will corrupt the things of God. So I want to say thank you, Pastor Jackson, for such a beautiful and powerful word. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green.
Yes, Elder Green.
We thank God for the word tonight. It is a word that should resonate in our hearts and minds and in our spirits as we go forth, even throughout the week, as we walk this Christian journey and we again do a self-assessment. And if you ask Lord, and if he identifies anything within you, ask the Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit, praise God, within me. Because you're going to have to walk in holiness, yes, to be able to please God. Nothing less but holiness shall please our Heavenly Father. Well, we give God praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. We thank God for each one of you that have also shared in the thoughts. And we're going to go ahead and close out. And if there is anyone that's on the line that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, we extend the opportunity to you. Hail the holiness. You need to make the choice to choose Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's as simple as ABC. All you need to do is accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe that he came to this earth and was resurrected for your sins and for my sins. And then ask him to come into your life as Lord of your life for the rest of your life. And if you prayed and asked just that simple prayer, we welcome you tonight into the body of Christ, into the kingdom of God. The angels in heaven now rejoice in your lot. Your name has forever been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And we give God all the praise. And as we go forth again this evening, go forth and have an awesome, powerful week in the Lord. And to God be all the glory. We love you. Have an awesome night.
God bless.
God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
They're not changing the year, Lord. You need to be